Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry, your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this radio. Thank God for being alive today. Thank God for blessing us to see this beautiful day that God demonstrated, illustrated for us to embrace His beauty. Thank God that God is a great artist who knows how to design the environment that we are in, the world that we are in. But most of all, I truly thank God for His love. Excuse me. But most of all, I truly thank God for His righteousness. Let's pray for the bereaved family, those who have lost their loved ones in the past weeks or the past months. They are still probably grieving. But most of all, let's pray for those. And thank God I got a chance to enjoy my mom while she was on this earth. Now my mom is with the Lord. She's in a better place. But thank God for Jesus Christ for giving us hope, peace, and joy. Thank God that Jesus is preparing a place for those, praise God, who's seeking for the righteous of Him. And I know some of you are on your way to the house of God. Some of you are on your way to work. You're already on the job. Some of you are going to take care of your loved ones. Praise God. Those are traveling from place to place. Thank God that you're asking God for protection. And most of all, let's pray for those who are going through mental crisis. There are people around the world are going through mental crisis, trauma, even children going through trauma, seeing things they thought they're never exposed of. Because one thing about it, the enemy come to take away the mind. But long we stay before the Lord, and long we trust Him and rely on Him, He will see us through this. But we got to rely on Jesus when it comes to His Word. We got to focus on what God said, that our mind be transformed by the mind of the Word of God. So let us continue to seek the Lord and trust Him and rely on Him every day. Because the mind, that's what the enemy wants. He wants to take the mind. So let's pray for the people who are going through mental crisis, mental state, asking the Lord to save their minds. Let's go for every one of us. We need to ask the Lord to save our mind. Because once your mind is gone, praise God, it's a terrible feeling. So I thank God for Jesus Christ. Let's focus on what we want God to do for us, as well we need to focus on what the Lord wants us to do for Him. And I truly thank God for His grace and His mercy, because God is so good that His mercy endures forever. And this morning, I truly thank God for the Word of God today. I want to share the Word with you today, and start in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, where Jesus was preparing us of the outcome that we all face today. Every day, when you turn on your TV, when you turn on your radio, when you walk out your door, things change. Praise God. When you wake up, praise God, things change. Praise God. We are facing a lot of devastation on this earth. Weather across the board, praise God. Thank God for Jesus. But see, the Lord let us know in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, of the things is going to happen on this earth. Mega, praise God. Mega is big. Mega, praise God. And I thank God for Jesus. One part of the world is going through something while the other part of the world is going through something as well. But I truly thank God for Jesus, for his word today. And the Lord said in Matthew, the 24th chapter, as he left the temple, and the third verse said, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciple came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus answered them, take heed that no one deceive you. See, that's one thing that Jesus said. Don't let no one deceive you. Whatever God said, God meant what he said, and he said what he meant. God is not a God of a liar. Whatever God said, whatever God prophesied, whatever God meant what he said, is going to happen. Whether you believe him or not, but don't let no one deceive you. God, like Satan did, he deceived Eve and told her, if you eat the fruit, you won't die. But what happened to Eve? She died because she was deceived by the mouth of the serpent. And Satan is still on the uproar. He's still doing his dirt. He's still doing his mess, deceiving the mind of humanity, deceiving God's creation, and make people think that God don't exist. But God do exist. He's an invisible God, but he's an almighty God. But we need to take heed everything that he said to us in the word of God. Jesus, let us know what we need to know in this hour. But I thank God for Jesus Christ for his word. And I'm going into the different translation Bible. Praise God. Reading what Jesus said in Matthew, the 24th chapter. And this is what he said. When will this happen? The disciples answered. All in Matthew, the 24th chapter. As Jesus was leaving the temple. And then the disciples asked, don't let anyone fool you, for many will come claiming to be the Messiah and will lead many astray. When you hear of wars beginning, this does not signal my return. These must come, but the end is not yet. See, Jesus let us know. You're going to hear wars and rumors of wars, but don't be deceived that I'm coming. Okay, Jesus let them know. Praise God. That he's not going to come yet. But he will let us know of the things is coming on this earth. And we need to prepare ourselves. We need to put on the armor of God. We got to put on our righteous garment. We got to put on the armor that God spoke through Paul. We got to put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to stand against the fiery darts that the devil is going to do. Satan's job is to get rid of Christianity. Satan's job is to take down God's people, to destroy God's people when it comes to the righteous of the word of God. But we got to stand firm. We got to stand strong and believe what God said according to his word. We got to stand more forceful than ever before. We got to stand on the word of God. It is written. Praise God. We got to let the devil know it is written. Praise God. Because he let you know, for many will come claiming to be the Messiah and will lead many astray. Many will go into a cut. They believe that, oh, this is the way to do it. This is the way to get there. But don't let the enemy deceive you. That's his job. He's a deception serpent. He come to do what he got to do to get your mind. Because once you let him in your spirit mind, he'll take control. He thinks it's Jesus Christ, and it's not. Praise God. You got to have a strong discernment to know from good and bad. You got to have a strong discernment to know if it's Christ or not. But one thing about it, Jesus is the true answer. Jesus is the way, the life. Praise God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Will get us where we need to be. My brothers and sisters, my heart is crying out that we need to stand firm. We can't be wayward-minded. We got to stand strong and do what God commands us to do, to hold fast to His word, not to throw in the towel, not to give up, but to fight your way more than ever before of the strength. Praise God. Don't rely on your strength. Rely on the Lord Jesus Christ. Rely on His strength. He will see you through this if you just trust Him and rely on Him. And that's why the Lord said, when you hear a word beginning, this does not signal my return. These must come, but the end is not yet. Whatever Jesus said, it had to happen. The things that on this earth, and that's why the Lord said, this generation is not going anywhere until the word of God be fulfilled. God's word got to be fulfilled. Whether you believe Him or not, the word of God have to be fulfilled. But we're going to be going through some tribulation. We'll be going through some trials. But one thing about it, if you say you are the true child of God, praise God, God's going to look out for His own. But you will go through some perilous time. But thank God that He will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will encourage your heart. He will give you joy in your steps. He will see you through this as long as you focus on Him. So my brothers and sisters, don't give up the fight. Fight your way through. Hold up your head. Stand on the word of God. Put on the armor of righteousness. Come out fighting like David. Face your giant and let the giant know who you are and what you are. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God that we are the children of God. We are His people. We are the army. Praise God that will stand for whatever come through. But one thing about it, my brothers and sisters, don't give up the fight. Don't let the enemy get the upper hand. Trust the Lord. The Lord say, have faith in me. Have faith in God. So let us keep the faith in God. Let us trust Him. Let us do the will of Him. Let us continue to carry the torch. Let us continue to carry the word in our spirit so we can help someone who don't know Jesus today. Don't let the enemy take you down. You fight. You fight your way through. Hold on to the faith that God gave you. Hold on to the faith that Jesus promised you. Hold on to the faith. Praise God. Whatever the Lord say to you, you hold on to the word of God. Whatever your passion is, hold on to Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters, you have a good day. May God keep you in His perfect will. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.